wrong to be wrong.
Huh?
You can forget about it if you want to and act like it don't exist. I'm not going for nobody. I'm going to do everything I can in my life to train people, teach people.
Yeah.
But when it get ready, the time when Jesus blow that horn and we get ready to go up, don't catch on to my foot. I'm going to catch you off of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I got a word we're going to talk today, and I am going to be talking to the young people that's in the congregation today. Because, you know, a lot of times you go to church and they preach you these messages to make you want to jump and holler and do all of this. I want you to learn something. You get ready to take this journey, you go in there to learn something. And one of the first things I'm going to let you know that you got to learn, it ain't going to be your way. You want to join? They not begging you to come in there, but they going to do it their way. And when you come to church, you know, people tell me, I see why I got to change. When you come into God, you don't live like you want to live. Now, he's going to give you the power to overcome and do things different.
Yeah.
But if you keep doing the same thing, you can go to church, you can know Jesus and know some of the word and still go to and live a hell on earth because you're not becoming a doer of the word. And them people, they're going to strip you down. They ain't going to tell you, well, when you going to wake? You ain't going to wake up at 10 o'clock. You know,
then
you in your bed all messed up. You know, when I'm used to eating at 10, when I'm at my mama, all that's going to change.
No.
Let's get that in there now so it won't be no surprises when you get there. And there will be people that got in there and they want to do the same thing. And you know what? They're going to try to influence you because sin tries to pull attached to something. It don't like sinning by itself. Hallelujah. And so today, I'm still teaching. We've been teaching on the prosperous soul. I'm going to talk about the new man. The new man. We have been studying on a prosperous soul. And Jesus can come into your life, but there is a process that you will have to go through called converting the soul. Now, we said our soul is our mind. They're going to change how you think about certain things, you know, and that's why God gave me that. Why are you here today? You need to know you're here to be torn down. People look at me, you want everybody to be like you. I want everybody to be like the word. Now, that's
right.
What I'm trying to do, be like the word. So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, baby, I can't save you.
Amen.
It's the word that's going to save
you. Right.
And at the end of the day, if you go in there with a mind that they're going to break everything down and don't be talking, well, it ain't the way we do it. It ain't going to be your way.
It's not.
The Bible said in the Old Testament, God said, my ways are not your ways.
God.
And you have a lot of people that leave church because they want to do things their way. I don't care how you want to do it.
All right.
You're going to have to, when you come and get saved by God, you got to do it his way. He ain't going to write all of what you want to do down. He ain't going to do that. You know, they might holler at you, call you, you know. But they're going to train you. And if you stay in there and be trained, you're going to have an opportunity to do what a whole lot of other young men walking around here can't do. You're going to have an opportunity to travel free, have good insurances, and learn discipline.
Yeah.
Glory to God. These are the things, discipline ought to be the things that they train in the church.
There you go.
I did a woman's thing, said, I'm going to teach you what your mama didn't teach you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because our mindsets have to change.
Yes, it does.
Hallelujah. So you got to understand things are going to change. But that's where you going in there for whatever they got. Now, only thing about the military and God is everything is right. But he tell you, you may have some wrongdoing because you got some people that the method may not be wrong, but the inside of the people, you'll have jealous people, you'll have all kind of stuff, but you deal with that out here. You got some people don't like you just because you got a better job or you got a better looking house. They don't want to know what you did to get it.
Right.
So you're going to have to learn to keep your eyes on the prize.
That's right.
Because God got some big things in your life.
Thank you.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be ordinary.
All right.
There you go.
Everybody,
come on.
It don't matter. Everybody got to go through boot camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through the process. Hallelujah. And when you come to God, there is a process. I'm not going to try to, you know, change to make people come. I'm not going to get you by spaghetti dinners and all of that.
You better say
that. We eat a lot around here. But you're going to have to learn how to eat the word.
Amen.
So, you, in order to get saved, Jesus, we're going to talk about, he comes into your spirit. Mm-hmm. He's a spirit. God is a spirit. His word is a spirit. And when you ask him to come into your spirit, when you repent, you know why I deal with repent a lot? Because if we don't know we did wrong, we won't really believe we need a Savior. That makes sense to you? That's how come he said repent.
In
Luke, he said, through repentance, you need to repent. Lord, there's some stuff I might have been born in, but there's some stuff I chose to do wrong. He didn't make me drink that Jack Daniels. I went and took that in my own self. And wear them old high. We had many dresses in our days. I don't care how knock-kneeded you look, you still look like a fool walking, but we did. Y'all think they think everything just started. Like, y'all old. Baby, I'm 70-something, going on 70-something years old. We did it back in our day.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
That's what it says.
The only thing different then that's different now is we were trying to patch the holes up. Y'all trying to put the holes in the jeans. We were patching them up.
Exactly.
That's the difference. You know, it's a thing, and you got to watch following the world system.
You better say it, Pastor.
You got to watch it. And I'm not going to tell you, you can come into church and still do what you want to do. You go, it's some things that we're going, the word is going to change you. I'm not going to change you. The word is going to change you. So once Jesus come in, once you repent and ask God to forgive you of all of your sins, he's going to come in and come into your spirit. He's going to come in there. Amen. But you have to go through the process of converting the soul. We said our soul is how you think. Our soul is our mind, uh-huh. Our willpower, and our emotion. Yes. You know, it's some people, glory to God, they don't come to church when it rains. It's in the sunshine because they're always raining outside. Oh, if the flesh will give you all kind of excuses. Like I said, we had it set up today. We were going to be here early and everything. And the dog came out. We had to run him around and lit he went in the back. Now, he got enough sense not to go across the street. I give him that. Went all in the neighbor's yard. Y'all had to go get him.
Exploring.
But you see, that was to get me upset.
That's why.
And I know God going to bless you today. You hear what I'm saying? So you got to know when the devil coming, you getting ready to go to work or something is in your life, a blessing or something, the devil gonna come and try to get you thrown off so you'll miss that blessing.
Yes.
We call it a setup.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And that's how come we say you got to train yourself.
Got to.
See, that's just like I said, now I'm coming out.
All right.
Now Linda, she called me yesterday. She had ironed all her clothes up. You got your clothes ready? I said, nope. You got your mess? Nope.
Nope.
But I'm trained. I'm gonna have what I need when
I
get here. But it's better to go through that.
Yes.
But when I do get my message, I've left it by the devil long enough. I have my pack, just like you got your pack, messaging and everything I'm bringing. Because if you wait, something to happen and throw
you
off. It'll throw you off.
I know you ain't.
And we got to move with God. God ain't going to just sit there and move with us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God. When they call and they blow that horn or whatever they do to get out there, you got to be out there. So, you know, I don't go out and do a whole bunch of stuff on a Saturday because I know I got to be prepared for Sunday.
There you go.
You know, and so people will try to talk you into their lifestyle. You got to keep, and I'm hoping that if you get a chance, y'all go tell Daniel's men's prayer breakfast. See, I think it's going to be men with a purpose.
Yep.
And you got to have a purpose in life. If not, the devil, if your purpose be, y'all just stay in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just be lazy like everybody else. Oh, that's not my message. But your soul is your mind, your willpower, and your emotions. Your mind is how you think. The spirit man is the information center from God, and he's going to speak to your mind and tell you how you need to think. If not, you're going to think your way, you know? And the devil will bring circumstances and people. I wouldn't do that if I was you. Well, the people know not to tell me that. I'm going to seek God, and I'm going to do what he tell me.
There you go.
You know, they'll talk you out of everything. They would have talked us out of building this church. But we didn't have the people. It was a little bit more in here than here. And it cost us $300,000 to put all of this together, trees and all of this together like we did. And if I were looking at the people, would not have happened.
Don't look at it, Pastor. Don't look.
But I kept looking at the word. You got opportunities. God is going to give you an opportunity for him to work in your life. You're going to have to. Now, you can say, no, I don't want it. You can resist it. That's up to you. But if you keep feeding your soul that word, so your mind, how you think, your willpower, it makes decisions for you from what you think. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And your emotions. Your emotions got to be trained to the new man, because who that dog know he worked on my nerve, and then the other said something and I was getting mad and I said, I just better shut up. Oh, if I don't shut up, I'm going into hussy mode. Hussy mode was my nature from Louisiana. Okay? It was one of them point your finger, don't tell me what to do, you ain't my daddy and all that kind. You got to get rid of that. You'll never stay married to nobody with all them. This the way my mama did it, my grandmama did it, well, they were wrong. I'm not saying let people run over you, but I'm saying you got to, whatever you get into, you got to let that word be the determining factor.
Right.
Hallelujah. You ain't going to change the word because your mind, well, you don't know what they did to me. Well, he said better that a millstone be wrapped around their neck and they throw it into, than to mess with one of my little ones. God going to take care of who mess with you.
Yes, he will.
You're not going to have to pay for what people do to you, but you're going to have to pay for how you respond.
Respond to it.
She slapped you, she get mad and slap you, going to slap her back. The mama going to be mad. They going to go back and then you be the forgiven. And they still mad with him. They don't be mad.
That's true, Pastor.
And then they call the cops and you go to jail. When she hit me first, when we see that, you know, see, you got to, you cannot let the devil get in your emotions. And he's going to do that. He's going to have people on your job or people in church. You got folks will get in. The devil wants to get in your emotions. You're going to have to get trained to control them.
Right.
When they holler at you over there and call you out your name or say something, say, well, I'm here for a reason. I'm here to be changed. What I tell you sometimes, God will put people in your path to help change you.
Yeah.
We were going to Atlanta. I said, we just being changed. We just being made. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to see life from a different standpoint.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And many Christians go to church and know some word, but they don't go through the conversion process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, from the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm going to try to go through these quickly so we don't hold y'all long. But it says, therefore, if any man, now when the Bible talks about men sometimes, it's talking about mankind. What is the end of a W-O-M-A-N? So what is the end of women, M-E-N? So when he's talking about man and men, you got to read the whole thing to see what he's talking about. He said, if any man, woman, man, be in Christ. Now, Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ means anointing.
There you go.
If any man be in Christ or in God's anointing, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when you come to God, he's going to start stripping you down. That's why we say, why are you here? You're here to be torn down. And you know, you're not going to like some of the things that God take out of you. That's just like a baby. When you start training them to get off that pacifier, you grab it out their hand. Or the bottle. So you ain't taking it's time for you to come off of that. They're not going to like it.
No.
Because they're used to it. But in order for them to grow, they got to go through a process. How they gonna look 10 years old and they still got a pacifier in their mouth? Somebody gonna think there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, they
still got wearing diapers.
Yeah, they special.
You gotta grow up.
Yeah.
You got to help your children to grow up. Amen. Don't be pacified. Oh, it's all right here. Go ahead. I know somebody was still sucking their mother's breast 7 years old. You need to be ashamed.
They bite.
You got to go through a process to help prepare them for the world. Now, the training that you're going to go through, a lot of it is to prepare you for if there's a war to break out. The training we go through here is when the devil come mess with you to recognize it's him and stomp him.
Amen.
You're going to have to learn. I ain't never been in the military. Thank God they're probably glad they didn't get me. But you got to learn how to tear that gun down and put it back together again. You can't be playing around while others playing around. That very gun could be the thing to save your life. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. All God is offering us is an opportunity.
Yes.
You got a lot of young men getting killed out here.
Amen.
Opportunity.
Yes.
Is it going to be easy? No.
No.
But it's going to be worth it.
Yes.
That's what you got to keep in your mind.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, if any man, woman, be in the anointing, Christ, the word, he is a new creature. Now, God's going to deal with you from the present. He's going to deal with you like you already done because the work is already done. But he's going to give you grace and mercy for you to grow. If a baby start, you know, when a baby is born, every bone they have in every bone you got in your body, they got it in the nails, but it's not developed. So when they start walking, they start pulling up on things, and they'll start walking some, and then what happens? As they begin to walk, they just start developing their legs. And if they fall, you don't say, now stay down. You look at you, you fail. No, you pick them up.
Get back up.
And you say, come on, you can do it, you know. And you keep it because they have to learn how to walk.
Yes.
You know, they hit the tush, that's okay. It's going to be all right. But you got to understand this is what it's like even in the kingdom. So we got to become new creatures. And we say new creatures are new features. You know, I like where I come from, in the part of Louisiana I come from, cussing is like a second language.
English then cussing.
They went to church before they got out the parking lot. They were cussing the chair and I cussing this one, cussing folks in the church. They don't like, you know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't saying everybody would like that, but a lot of them I was around was like that. They didn't try to stop cursing. And when they went back into their old environment, that old spirit tried to grab hold of them. So that's why you got to be in the church that's going to build your inner man, your new man up, and throw that old man down and say, I don't care how many people do it, I'm not doing it. I had to make my mind up. I'm not going to live like this. Because
yeah.
The devil wants you to go to hell. And he wants you to live a hell on this earth.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So we got to become new creatures. You know, we got to get converted. Converted means you got to change from your old form to this new form.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that's what they're going to try to do to you. They're going to try to convert you. You ain't going to be able to wear what you want to wear. I saw a young man walking down here, all his underwear way up here, his pants way down there. Now, what are you saying? You telling a story. But it's the wrong story. And you ain't going to go in there with no blue hair, you know, whatever like that. They're going to try to bring everybody down on a level. Everybody going to wear the same clothes. And as you be obedient and train and do what they tell you to do, they're going to start putting some stripes on
you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And then you're going to have control. Your money going to go up, you know, and everything. So, you know, this is how come you have to learn. And some people just going to complain in that and da-da-da-da-da. You're not there for all of that.
Right.
I done told you when you go and get on these jobs, you ain't ever just... It's good if you be friendly, make friends, but you're not there for that. You're there to get a paycheck. Put your time in, do what they tell you to do, get off when they tell you to get off, leave their stuff alone. Don't steal their ink pens, their pads, leave that stuff alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get your paycheck, and then you can buy what you want.
There you go.
I was watching a movie yesterday, and this guy was a big, great chef. And he had this expensive meat, and he was teaching his followers how to cook like him. And one of them, he found out, stole some of that expensive meat. And he said, who did it? You know, he kept, and the guy said, I did it. I've been working here a long time. And he said, I want to eat some of the good stuff that we serve them. He said, well, I'm going to tell you something. What you need to do is pay me, and I'll come cook for you. And you can eat it. But as long as you eat no my stuff, you know. And he fired the guy. You know, the guy thought he had it like that. And I want to tell you something. I'm speaking up. Our folks don't never think you have it like that.
Right.
I don't care what you see other people
say
do
that.
Of other nationalities, I'm going to say, don't never think you have it like that. Because if you just look like you got an inch or something in there, they go, and that's just
you're
like,
preaching.
I'm telling the truth.
Yes, you are.
You got people that look like they look and judge me by how my color and everything. I don't never think I got it like that. Because I had to go through bad experiences, men misusing and abusing. Color ain't help nothing. Your insides is what's going to help. And it's time for everybody to grow up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Now I'm on your side. Grow up. Just because you don't see it, that don't mean that's what God give you. It ought to be in your heart. Because just as sure, you're going to have folk pulling and trying to do all kind of stuff, and you know, so make a decision, you know, what you want.
That's right.
See, I had made a decision. I ran from preaching and pastoring and all of that. So when God gave me this church and paid it off and put me over here, let me tell you something. Whether folks show up or not, I'm going to preach just like
hello.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm assigned to do, and I'm going to get paid for it too. See, so you got to make your mind up. Life ain't going to be the way you want it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You got to get, am I right about that? You're going to have to learn how, if you don't have a plan B, get a plan. Ask God to help you to get through the hard times.
Yeah.
You know, people think when they go to church, hey, it's going to be la-di-da. Nobody, you ain't going through nothing. And you better wake up. Am I still? Yeah, okay. I'm going to make a point. Wait. Conversion means it's got to take place. The change from the old man to get into the new man. The Bible speaks of change, transform, translated. You know, telling us we're not going to stay in that. And see, right now, in the spirit realm, I'm going on new levels. And what do new levels cause?
New devils.
You go on a new level, you get a rank or something. You thinking everybody happy for you? Everybody ain't gonna be happy for you. You get a new house, you come here, and you think everybody gonna be happy? Everybody ain't gonna be happy for you. Amen. Some folks in your kid folks ain't gonna be happy for you.
You're right.
Amen. And you don't be mad with them. That's just something that they haven't converted inside of them. But you learn to keep your mouth shut and you get jive.
Hello.
Hallelujah. When I'm telling me, well, you know I'm your buddy. You may be my buddy, but when I step on this pulpit, you do what I tell you to do.
Yes.
According to the word of God. And if God is not in me, you'll find out, because he ain't going to let nobody get by.
Nobody.
Am I right? Didn't you take care of Moses? He said, you can look over there, but you ain't going to go over there.
Take a peek.
But we were sinners, and you got to start with a mindset. He said, my people perish for what?
Lack of knowledge.
Okay, so let me tell you the first thing that you need to know is that when we taught it last year, when Jesus got on that cross, he died for all of our sins.
Yes, he did.
So don't walk around here, you didn't sin. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He died for all of your sins. Don't let people, when you come to God and he done paid the price for your sins, and your transgression, so that you don't have to be a sinner no more. We're not a sinner that's saved by grace. We were a sinner. Grace came and saved us. And now we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Don't let people take you down memory lane. Oh, you remember when we used to do that? Oh, girl, we did this, all that old nasty stuff. See, that old person gone, baby. I don't even think about that. I don't think about them. Don't let people take you down memory lane
right.
and treat you like you are somebody. You are somebody because you're in God.
Amen.
And your sins have been forgiven. Not only forgiven, they've been paid for with his blood. Am I telling the truth? He paid the penalty. The penalty for death with sin with God was death. And Jesus didn't sin, but he came and paid the penalty. So
yes,
don't walk around guilty. And you know, people are always, like I say, trying to take you down memory lane. Girl, when we was in school, I don't want to hear it. Well, don't you remember? No. Well, you know, then they're ready to go, but that's okay if they leave. It'll be all right.
Amen.
We'll get new people. So we were sinners. Grace came and saved us, and it changes us.
Amen.
And we become the righteousness of God in Christ. And we receive God into our spirits. And we have to go through a process, like I said, called converting the soul. And that old man, now when I say the old man, the way I used to act, the way I used to think, the way I used to do, you know, I'm just going to be real. Ain't nobody
with us.
When somebody died, we went to a funeral. Lord, what they had, the juke joint, two doors down. People go to funerals, they just want to drink. And people go, now they ain't like, we going to drink, we going to do this here, we going to do that. I mean, Easter come, we ain't thinking about Jesus on the cross, we thinking about we were drinking.
You're right,
Christmas
Pastor.
Came, you know
You're
what
right.
I mean? We were drinking. Hallelujah. Because that is the environment that I come out of. And you're going to have some trying to bring that environment. I'm glad they got rid of these hoochie bars around here.
Yes.
I hope they take the last of them out.
Amen.
What looking at a woman doing this here and that, that ain't nothing but trouble.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You got no business going there doing that.
Amen.
Just to, and you know, I know people want to not be the oddball. You know, when I was learning how to sell insurance, they sent me to Chicago. And then all of them going to the, what was it, John? The boat, the gambling boat.
Yeah,
I didn't go.
There you go.
And they looking at me all cockeyed. Oh, she holy rolling. But baby, when we got ready to come home, they had a storm. And the storm clouds was right. We had to get on their plane. And they were saying, hey, Reb, let me sit over here with you.
Uh-huh.
They know they had messed up.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. But I'm not going to mess up. I'm going to stay in my anointing. And I binded that storm up. And I said, you brought me here, Lord. I believe that plane going to bring me back.
Yeah.
When we went to, our daughter was in, where was she?
London.
We flew over there, long trip. And they talk about what if a missile, you know how they talk, coming. I say, ain't no missile gonna hit this plane. I hijacked the plane, Holy Ghost. And it brought us there and brought us back. Because why? It's not because I'm this and that, it's because I walk in the word of God. And let me tell you something. I'm operating out of my new man, not my old man. I'd have been sitting there, oh Lord, what's gonna happen? Oh Lord, when I get on there, I said, now Holy Ghost, you take control. We don't want no nothing flying out of here, nothing going off. Amen. Don't you do that? We hijack that airplane, Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something. And the devil is not going to do what he's supposed to do. Now, if he tell you something, not to do something, I don't care what you got planned. You don't need to do it.
There you go.
Because you can get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Do you know you can override the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can override him if you want to.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm just talking
just
today.
Pay the Bible. Pay the Bible.
You know, but you've got to understand that old man, that old nature,
right.
You know, that want to do all of these things that was getting you into trouble. And right now I'm training my tongue and training how, you know, I see things and stuff because the devil don't quit.
That's right.
And that old man, that old nature, that old man, we got to kill that old man. He said, if any man come after him, let him deny himself. So how do you kill the old man? The same way if you got an old cat come around your house, stop feeding it.
Starve it. There you go.
Stop feeding it. Stop, you know, if you want to quit cussing, quit listening to songs with all that cussing in there.
Amen.
Amen. You want to quit watching all them movies and how now it's hard to watch something. What they call PG-13, my Lord.
You're right.
But you have got to train yourself or you'll be feeding off of the same thing. Now, your soul is how you think, your willpower and your emotions. And if you watch something that you know you ain't supposed to be watching too long, you're going to watch wrong. And then you're going to get back into some of the stuff that you used to be in.
Amen.
And the devil wants you to go backwards.
That's right.
You know, he'll send people across your path and everything to take you backwards. But you got to stand. And you're not going to stand unless you're in a strong church that's preaching the word to you and feeding you a strong word that's going to help you. So what happens? You got the soul man and you got the old man. You got the new man and the old man. What happens? The new man got to throw that old man off. Say, no, we ain't doing that. And see, once you get strong in the word, you can tell that devil. That devil come out, told him, I said, you ain't giving me no all-timers. The devil is a lie. And I begin to tell him, I got to run him off. I can't just sit there telling him, don't touch me, devil. No, I take that word and say, no weapon formed against me. If I forget something, I say, Holy Ghost, you know where it's at. And he always show me where it's at. You got to be a doer of the word operating from your new man, because we're killing that old man out by not feeding it the things, the thoughts, the going places we ought not go. If you get in the car with somebody, you know they're a dope dealer. What you do? You don't know where they're going. And if you get caught in that car, they have to get everybody. So I don't go. You don't need to go. Amen. I'm not going to get in there. Well, maybe I can talk them and get them saved. You better get yourself and go get God. I told you, we had some people, we just had church. Coming out of church and they had a big old thing. Boom, boom, boom. And they tell me, it's a brick and that ain't coming out of church. House.
You're right.
I say, look at them devils.
That door right over there.
What was wrong? The soul was not converted enough. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You can go in the store and they're playing some of them songs. My hand was going like that man, not like that. And that Chinese man looked at me. He said, oh, you getting done. I said, shut up. Hit my hand. See, that, I don't care how long you've been out of the world. That flesh wants to do what it used to do. I didn't even know I was doing that. They don't need me, you know, trying to act like I'm all that saved. I'm not all this saved because I make myself stop doing what it don't need to do. Hallelujah. And y'all just keep looking. We're going to act like y'all don't know what's going on. You got to operate from your inner man, which is your new man, and you got to feed it until it's stronger than your old man, and you got to put him down. Amen?
Amen.
And we studied that, like I said, when Jesus went to the cross, God sent him to die in the flesh for all of our sins. And there's nowhere else, nowhere that I know you can get a whole new life. I don't care if you was a prostitute. I don't care if you was a pimp. I don't care. Whatever you was, you can come to God, ask him to forgive you of your sins. Do what he tell you to do. We're going to be baptized today. He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Now listen, we are, when we come to God, whether you male or female, we are considered the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back after his bride. And when you get a bride, she takes 9 times out of 10 in these days, she takes on your name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when my husband is not there, I operate in his name. Sometimes they say, well, is he there? I said, tell this woman, I got this. But the name gives you the authority.
You're right.
So when you repent and ask God to forgive you of all of your sins, you ain't got to name everything. He know what it is. You done forgot some of it. And then he said, be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission or the removing. And just like I said, if I was to come and spill something on that pretty blouse, and you say, I said, I'm so sorry. You say, oh, that's okay, but you ain't going to walk around with that for 3 days. You're going to go put it in the washing machine, and you're going to put some, you know, detergent and something else in there to get the stain out. So when God forgive us, he not going to keep that sin stain in our lives.
Right.
That water gonna take the place of the blood of Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
can't
God.
Get that blood back up. But his blood, that's why everything we do, we say, in the name of Jesus. We gonna take it. We gonna put, when you go down in that water, and we're not gonna use the big tub today, we gonna pull you right back up. So not only will your sins be forgiven, they're gonna be forgotten and removed.
Yes.
Am I telling
Thank
the
you,
truth?
Jesus.
Now, then grace gonna come in now.
Yes.
Well, he got a gift for you, but grace gonna come in there and help you. Yes. If you fall, don't run from God, run to God. If you happen to get in a sin, say, Lord, look, I go to him, I say, I'm as guilty as a junkyard dog.
Oh,
I say,
yes.
You know what, I ain't no need me lying. Well, you know, Ellen Neal said that, that's why, nah, ain't no need lying. Just say, Lord, I'm guilty. Put it back under the blood. You will never have to get baptized again after you go down in Jesus' name. But when you sin, you ask him to forgive you. And he puts it right back under the blood.
Yes.
And don't you be no 3 days wrestling with sin. Well, you know, just take it to the Lord. And then by faith, believe he done forgave you. And keep it moving. All right, one other scripture, Ephesians chapter 2. In order to, we're in the New Testament yet still. In order to get that, see, God wants to give you a gift. Am I right?
Yeah.
Woo, Lord. There is a gift called the Holy Spirit. His spirit wants to come live in your spirit, because if you don't get his spirit, you ain't going to have enough strength and power to stop sinning anyway. Somebody, the Bible said, if somebody slap you on the face, what you supposed to do?
Both to turn down the cheek.
Nah, you know I ain't going to try that with nobody in here. You know that. Because people ain't got that converted yet.
Increase our faith, Lord.
They cuss you out and you cuss them out. Their mama, their daddy, their dog, everything. We got to not respond like that. But you got to be trained. It ain't going to happen overnight, but it will happen if you work on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a small book behind 2 Corinthians in the New Testament. Verse 1. And you have. Now, when you see a TH, have, past tense, okay? And you have, he quickened. Now, the New Testament was written from the Greek. The word quickened, it means, and you have, he made alive. Resurrected you. When he put his spirit in you, he resurrected you. And you had him made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. Y'all ever seen the movie, The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
They walking, but they can't. They dead. They contagious. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, and the spirit of the air, that the spirit that now worketh. When you see that TH mean here, mean continually, continue to work in the children of disobedience. Now listen. Just because you got saved, everybody around you ain't got saved, and they're not going to change. You got to make up your mind. You're going to have to get strong enough so that you can withstand. It don't mean I don't love people, but I'm not going to participate in their stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Just because you go into the military, they say, oh, man, come on. You here for the leave? Let's stay. Let's go out or not or whatever. You know where you got to be back. You got to do what you got to do. You can't, ain't going to be no excuse. They want to hear, well, my mama didn't want me to leave, or my cousin didn't. You got to do what you got to do. You have to have a strength.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you might get sent places that your family members can't come, you know? And they be like, I want you to go there. And say, my mama told me one time, I don't want you fasting. I said, you better let me fast. Or that other woman going to come out, and you know that thing was a devil. You better, you know, let me grow. Do what I need to do. So he said, time passed, you walked according to the course of this world. You know, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. Now that word, Greek word for conversation, means conduct. In times past, in the lusts of our flesh. Whatever flesh told you to do, you did it.
Amen.
Amen. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Whatever came to your mind, if you say, let's go do this, okay. You just did. What's that term you use?
Boogity, boogity.
You know. You had no control of your mind. You didn't have enough power. Mm-hmm. Time's passed. I'm in three. The lust of our flesh, the fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, even though God is a loving God, if he put all of these churches and he'll tell you which one to go to where you can get what you need. Now, if you don't do it and you still be a sinner walking around here thinking you so big and bad, he gonna get the disobedient. He didn't already say, God don't send you to hell. We send ourselves to hell.
Right.
You know, they don't have a big old thing saying, if you kill, if, you know, anybody in here named Jeremy? Okay. Jeremy, if you kill that man, we gonna sentence you to death. Or if you run that red light, you're going to get a ticket. That's just a law. It ain't got nobody's name on there. You write your own name in there. You get mad at Jeremy so bad and you go shoot him. Come on here, somebody. You done got mad and you know, like this man, come to this guy with what he had that knife. Whoop, 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 whoop. The guy just took a gun out. Boom. Ain't got time to go through all that theatrics. If you see yourself getting into something that you see, don't let your anger take you places you don't want to go.
Amen.
Control yourself.
Yes.
And he said, we once did this. We didn't have no control. We fulfilled the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened, made us alive together with Christ, with the anointing. He wants to put the anointing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said, when I would do good, what? Evil is present.
Yeah.
But I can lean to evil or I can lean to God. And sometimes I get so aggravated, I ain't gonna lie. I have to say, Lord, you better get in my emotions. I need you now, Jesus. I'm not going to let the devil take me places I don't need to go. I'm not going to let him treat me out of my old man. And that's how I used to respond. I'd go to 0 to 100 in a minute. Don't let me not like you when I wouldn't say. You could be laying in the ditch, bleeding. They said, look at her. Okay. That's just how I was. I had to get converted. Hallelujah. Now, I'm still not going to help you until Lord tell me to help you. But, you know, you got to change the information in your mind so you can, and in your soul so that you can change the way you act. And I had to learn that everybody that treats you bad, they just got bad on the inside. They don't know nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So don't get mad. And Satan wants you to get mad and aggravated. Want you to hit him, shoot him. Then when you sit in prison, you're talking about, see there, look where you at. Look what you did. And you can't beat nothing but the wall. And that hurt your hand. Don't listen. Get something in you. Because you're going to have folks, oh, he ain't here. It don't matter what they. You don't think they'll see it?
Oh, yeah.
You got to make up your mind what you want. And even when you are done wrong. When I was learning this, training like this here. You know, there's a scripture in what? 1 Peter 3 said, a woman should have a meek and a quiet spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I like to talk back.
Right.
So I zipped it. Elanil said something, I was so mad. Not my mouth was shut, but my spirit. You know how you be talking, you ought to be getting on him. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Making me shut up, what about him? Yeah, when you live with him, he gonna train you. But when I learn to keep my spirit quiet, then God began to deal with him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, we got to have last word. Mm-hmm. And that's how we our marriage survive. These are some hard years. It's because we made up our mind we want to get along with one another. We're not going to do what our ancestors we've seen other people do. We're going to do the word. And when I, not my mouth now, when my spirit got quiet, that's when I won that war. Amen.
Amen.
And you think, well, I didn't shut up. They still talking, Jesus. He said, I'm talking to you now. That's not in my message, but y'all just get a
Hey, come on.
So, you know, God is saying you were dead in your sins, but he has given you grace. He going to quicken your spirit. He going to give you, you've been in church long enough over here. He want to come into your spirit, and he want to give you his spirit.
Yeah.
And how do you know you have his spirit? You get born again to a new, to heaven. See, you don't enter into heaven when you die. You enter into heaven while you're down here. And he'll give you a new language. Sometimes you speak like I did. Sometimes you just may say one or two words to start with. But he wants to put something in your spirit, and that's going to strengthen you. That's going to strengthen you. I couldn't live holy without that. I mean, I tried. Hallelujah. And then he's going to give information and teach you how to train your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's look at, so the first thing, Jesus paid for all of your sins. You ain't got to beg him. Just go there from your heart and say, Father, I've sinned, didn't mean to. Help me, forgive me, and cleanse me. And he died for the penalty of sins so that the devil can't put nothing on you. When he died on the cross, not only did he pay for your sins, but he paid for your sicknesses.
Yes.
I don't have to beg him and ask him to heal me. By his stripes, I'm already healed. I just got to meditate in that word. You know, you don't think the devil, what I preach, you don't think the devil trying to hit me? Lord have mercy. Hit me, hit my dog, we all be praying. I say, God, get in my bones, get in his bones. He got gray hair coming all up under there. I believe it. He was licking. I said, oh, heck to the no. I ain't paying all that money. We got down there. See, people think, when you get my age and you find out you can have what you say,
right.
I got a revelation. Lord, I thank you. My skin is moisturized like a baby's behind. I thank you that I got 20/20. Let me tell you something. The doctor was trying to say my eyes was going bad. 4 years in a row, I start confessing I have 20/20 eye vision. And every time I go there, he say, you got 20/20 eye vision. I got perfect hearing. I'm calling it into being. Hallelujah. I ain't going to call. It cost me just as much. All of that other bad stuff I've been saying. Oh, y'all, I'm just losing my mind. I ain't losing nothing. And I'm the head and I'm not the tail. And I don't live from paycheck to paycheck. And it ain't based on your money. It's based on how I do with God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have money. I don't care. Do you hear what I'm saying? I stopped living from paycheck to paycheck.
Amen.
Now, I don't like what they be doing going up and stuff. But I'm telling you, you got to learn the kingdom. I'm no longer a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, go to St. John right quick. And I'm in my clothes right now. You have to take his word by faith and believe it. If he say you are now a son of God, then you're going to have to learn how to act like one.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Talk like one.
That's right.
It's in the fourth. We're going to St. John. The first chapter. Can't beat that. First chapter. Okay. And we're going to start with 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Or you could say the daughters of God.
Right.
Even to them that believe on his name,
which were born not of blood, nor by the will of the flesh, mm-hmm. but by the will of,
not of the will of man,
but of God. And the word, 14, was made flesh and dwelt among us. Mm-hmm. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You are, when you get in the military, even when you out of uniform, I believe you're a soldier. I don't care what you believe, you know. You don't have to go around telling everybody, well, come see my, just act like one.
Yeah.
See, you don't have to carry no big old family Bible around.
There you go.
Just have the word, let the word see, manifest itself. Yeah. Somebody, you know, them people are in my neighborhood, they be wondering, how they get blessed? How they doing all of that? And they're not working nowhere. Baby, my tithe's working. I've been working all my life. My giving is living for me, you know, and I believe God to do the supernatural. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, one of my relatives, and I'm in my clothes, come telling me, well, you know, you've been preaching all this time. You don't have a lot of, what is that work ethic set up to get Social Security? I said, Jesus, my security. I'm going to get the check they send me, and I'm going to tell you something. You pray, you let God lead you, because too many people living for today. I told my husband the other day, the reason why we can stay in the bed to 10 o'clock and don't have to punch no clock for nobody is because the way we have, you got that. What did you do? You just got out of the military, right? And are they paying you for retirement? Yes. That's that retirement money. Get you somewhere you can have some money set up for your retirement. Yeah. Let your money work for you.
Amen.
Don't be spending everything you get your hands on. Hallelujah. I don't have time to preach on everything. I'm closing. But like I said, people talking about, she just bragging. I ain't bragging. I'm telling you about the goodness of God. And you better get out of that thinking I'm just bragging and try to find out what to do.
Amen.
We bought a house 4 years ago, and we got 7 years, over $100,000. We're going to be paid for. Hallelujah. Because of the God down on the inside.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He will teach you how to handle that money. He will show you how to be a business person. It ain't just about going to church. You better learn how to handle life when you come out of here.
Amen.
He'll give you the desire of your heart. You don't have to sin for it. You don't have to beg for it.
Right.
It was all paid for on the cross. Just do what he tell you to do. He going to teach you his voice. Amen. And you just have to do what he say. Now listen, in my clothes, I'm going to close my Bible. The covenant, a covenant is an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring it to us. You go to the store. No, you go and you get your car. If you didn't pay cash for it, you agree that people going to let you take it off of there. And you agree to pay that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay it. What they going to do? They're going to take it. A covenant is an agreement between God, you and God, and the covenant is his word.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The covenant is to the new man.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to get cool with these old folks and do like they do if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
God don't owe you nothing if you're going to keep operating in your flesh.
Amen.
It's to the new man. The promises are to the new man. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he that this word will protect you. So if God, everything God is, a lot of things y'all need to get in there together and see that God has promised you. He promised to take care of me in my old age, and he's doing that. Hallelujah. I was talking to, y'all heard if y'all was here last Sunday, one of the members that was telling about how her air condition, she got a big house. Her air condition went out. They wanted to pay $11,000 to put a new air condition, one of them yards. She got it for $3,100 and something. And then another man said, I'm going to pay for the labor. Then she left out of church Sunday. She couldn't wait to call me back. I went to go. She said, I put $50 in the offering, and that was part of my grocery money. But I did. And she went to the grocery store, and her groceries added up to $84. But somebody before her had left $40 and told the lady, tell her to put that on her grocery bill.
Wow.
Then she went, Nate, she had to go take a blood test, and you know you can't eat. And she went to the Waffle House to eat, and she was sitting there talking to the lady that was doing the you know, serving her. And when she finished, she went to the counter to pay, and the guy said, I got this, you go ahead. See, that's what I'm talking about, walking in the blessings.
Yeah.
Walking in the power of God.
Oh, yeah.
He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, he ain't through yet. Keep your expectancy up.
Right.
Glory to God. I'm expecting God to take care of me.
Yeah.
I had to get out of counting. How many in here? Let me see. One, two. Oh, the offering ain't going to be that good today. I had to get out of that. God going to keep these doors open.
Yeah.
If I preach what he tell me to preach.
All right.
And if you do it, he going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he bless you, wherever you go, you need to find out. Well, I'm going to tell you. Send your tithes over here. You've been sitting under this word. You was a little boy. This is the one that used to put take the offering up sometime. Help it.
That little blue jug.
Yeah, he used to have that little blue jug.
And
look at him now, just as handsome and long. And glory to God. Don't never get to the point where you don't honor God with your finances. I don't care how this economy gets, it ain't gonna stop me.
You're
you
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I told y'all, and I ain't just bragging. I'm trying to tell you. Sometime I give and I go look in my account and I got more. Am I telling the truth? More money. I said, where this money come from? Hiya. He takes care of us. But you got to be a cheerful giver.
Amen.
And you got to not only know the word, you got to act on the word. You got to do what the word tell you to do.